Mayor accuses truckers of economic terrorism as another Canadian blockade formed. By Chris Tomlinson on February 12, 2022. Mike Bradley, mayor of Sarnia, Ontario, has accused Freedom Convoy protesters of engaging in economic terrorism after they set up a blockade on a highway along the border with the United States. Mayor Bradley said that protests along Highway 402 were causing disruptions and delays along the Blue Water Bridge, which connects Sarnia to the U.S. state of Michigan. At Sarnia City Hall, we have had protests here every Wednesday and Saturday for the last 18 months. That's part of democracy, Bradley said this week and added. But those people are not interfering with the livelihoods of people. They're not acting illegally. That's the big difference on this. This is an illegal action. It is economic terrorism, Blackburn News reports. Politicians aren't supposed to direct police. But in an ideal world, what I would be saying is this. Ticket, towing, arrest if necessary, because this is illegal, Bradley added. Protesters began the blockade of Highway 402 on Wednesday morning, according to a report from broadcaster CBC, and blocked part of the highway with 15 tractors, many of which were beating Canadian flags. We're going to stand, a protester named Simon told the broadcaster and added, Ottawa is going to stand. Calgary is going to stand, they're going to stay until they get answers and things dropped. Sarnia is just the latest Canadian border crossing to see a blockade by protesters against Wuhan coronavirus restrictions, mandates, and vaccine passport systems in recent weeks. A border blockade in Coutts, Alberta has been ongoing for around 2 weeks, while a blockade of the Ambassador Bridge between Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan has led Ontario Premier Doug Ford to declare a state of emergency Friday in order to lift the blockade. Premier Ford has stated that protesters along the Ambassador Bridge could face fines of up to $100,000 Canadian and prison terms. Earlier this week, another blockade was formed in the province of Manitoba at the town of Emerson, which lies on the border with the state of Montana. Manitoba RCMP spokesperson Sergeant Paul Moniger commented on the situation, saying, "Handing out 50 tickets doesn't solve your problem," and added, "We're going to have to open up a dialogue." On Friday, the Manitoba provincial government announced it would be ending its vaccine passport program and will lift all masking mandates in March. It's time for a new normal to begin in Manitoba, Manitoba Premier Heather Stephenson said. We need to end the divisiveness between families, between communities. We need to move forward. Leader of the opposition far-left New Democrats, NDP, Wab Kanu reacted to the statement by accusing the premier of giving in to the convoy. This is capitulation. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.